2, Geographic Regions. As you read, look for the 10 geographic regions of Oklahoma, vocabulary terms, erosion, basin, topography, mesa, butte, ecosystem, and plateau. Millions of years ago, most of Oklahoma was covered by a thin layer of water teeming with prehistoric plant and animal life. As tectonic pressure, pressure in Earth's folds and faults, built up under Earth's surface, violent eruptions shoved and folded sections above the water to create mountain ranges. Additional upheavals, changes in the climate, volcanic eruptions and erosion, the wearing away of land, of the ancient mountains created different regions. Other areas were split open, forming large basins, deep sunken areas. The mountain regions of the state, Wichita, Arbuckle, and Ouachita, have greatly eroded over time, but they still provide a beautiful contrast to the plains and forest. The shallow seas in the Anadarko Basin and the Arkoma Basin eventually evaporated and slowly filled in with mountain silt and the remains of plant and animal life from nearby marshes. Those powerful but slow geologic processes left valuable minerals in our state. Dolomite, limestone, gypsum, and granite are mined and used in building materials and construction. Significant sources of energy, petroleum, natural gas, and coal, are found deep underground. While considered part of the Great Plains, Oklahoma's topography, physical features of the land such as mountains or plateaus, varies greatly. Oklahoma is composed of 10 regions with very distinct physical features. From west to east, those regions are High Plains, Gypsum Hills, Wichita Mountains, Red Bed Plains, Arbuckle Mountains, Sandstone Hills, Prairie Plains, Ozark Plateau, Ouachita Mountains, and Red River Plains. Many of the regions continue into our neighboring states. Our land slopes down slightly from northwest to southeast. Black Mesa in the Panhandle, the highest point in Oklahoma, has an elevation of 4,973 feet above sea level, while the southeastern corner on the Little River floodplain is 287 feet above sea level. High Plains. The High Plains region includes the Panhandle and land along part of the western border of our state. The Black Mesa in Cimarron County was formed when a prehistoric volcano erupted in southeastern Colorado, spewing lava that hardened into basalt and formed the top of the mesa. A mesa is a large, flat-topped but steep-sided landform. The Antelope Hills rise in Gypsum Peaks just south of the Canadian River in Ellis County. The Black Kettle National Grasslands are found a few miles south of the hills. Part of the Rita Blanca National Grassland is in the western part of the Panhandle. The region is favored by stargazers because it is sparsely populated. It is also a favorite of scientists searching for dinosaur bones, wagon train tracks, and evidence of early American Indian cultures. An abundance of wildlife is found in the region, including quail, dove, duck, wild turkey, pheasant, deer, elk, antelope, and prairie dog. Lake Optima and Beaver Dunes State Park offer recreational opportunities. Guymon is the largest city in the region. Other communities include Kenton, Boise City, Goodwell, Beaver, and Arnett. Cattle and hog feedlots, farming, ranching, and petroleum and natural gas production are major economic producers in the area. Gypsum Hills. The Gypsum Hills region in western Oklahoma covers a large area from the Kansas border to the far southwestern corner of the state. The gypsum deposits were left when ancient seas evaporated. The area is named for the white gypsum buttes, which are joined by mesas and canyons, rivers and lakes. Buttes are isolated hills or mountains with steep sides. They are smaller than mesas. Gypsum hills are primarily found in three areas: the Glass Mountains in Major County, a group of white-topped knolls 40 to 50 miles southwest of the Glass Mountains, and in Harmon, Greer, and Beckham counties. Springs and caves are also found in the region, including the Alabaster Caverns and the Salmon Bat Cave. Alabaster Caverns near Freedom is the world's largest gypsum cave open to the public. Boiling Springs State Park, north of Woodward, Red Rock Canyon State Park, and Canton and Foss Lakes are in this region. The rich soil of the region produces winter wheat, hay, alfalfa, soybeans, and cotton. Cattle are the primary livestock. Oil and natural gas have also been found in many areas. Woodward, Clinton, Elk City, Cordell, and Hollis are some of the communities in the region. Red Bed Plains. The large, slightly rolling Red Bed Plains region also extends from Kansas to Texas. The distinctive red-orange shale and clay soil base was partly formed from ancient shallow seas. When the seas evaporated, salt deposits were left. The Great Salt Plains National Wildlife Refuge in Alfalfa County is the only place in the world you can dig for hourglass selenite crystals. Our unique state rock, the Rose Rock, is found near Noble. The rare rose rocks are formed when barium sulfate combines with quartz sand. The Great Salt Plains area is a major resting area for thousands of migratory birds. Birds also flock to the Hackberry Flat Wildlife Management Area near Frederick. Once a Cheyenne campground, Roman Nose State Park is a scenic retreat set on a canyon bluff overlooking ancient mesas. Little Sahara State Park has over 1,600 acres of rideable sand dunes ranging in height from 25 to 75 feet. Much of the massive Cross Timbers area is in this region. The fertile soil is ideal for growing wheat, hay, peanuts, and cotton, and for grasslands for cattle and horses. Oil and natural gas wells dot many parts of the countryside. One of the largest population areas in the state is in this region, Oklahoma City and the surrounding communities of Edmond, Choctaw, Hara, Midwest City, Dell City, Moore, Norman, Mustang, and Yukon. Other towns in the region include Alva, Enid, Ponca City, Stillwater, Guthrie, Chickasha, El Reno, and Duncan. Earthquakes occur in many parts of Oklahoma. Fault lines run north-south through central Oklahoma and east-west in the southern part of the state. Most Oklahoma earthquakes register between 1.8 and 3.3 on the Richter scale, so we don't usually feel them. However, on April 9, 1952, a magnitude 5.5 earthquake centered near El Reno caused moderate damage, including a crack in the state capitol. Wichita Mountains. The Wichita Mountains are among the oldest on Earth. Some 500 million years ago, layers of eroded silt were deposited, and the mountains began to form when ancient lava flows pushed up. Those once lofty peaks have been eroded by climatic forces, but the huge granite boulders are popular for rock climbing. Visitors can drive the 2,464 feet to the top of Mount Scott. Quartz Mountain and Lake Altus-Lugart are on the far west end of the Wichita chain. The 59,000-acre Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge was set aside from the Comanche Kiowa Apache Reservation in 1901. The area around the base of the mountains is a rare remnant of the past, a mixed grass prairie. Buffalo were reintroduced to the refuge in 1907. The refuge is also home to longhorn cattle, elk, deer, wild turkey, and numerous smaller animals and birds. The unique town of Medicine Park sits in the foothills. Most of the homes and shops in this planned resort town are made of granite cobblestones. Nearby Mears started out as a mining camp when stories of gold brought prospectors to the mountains. A seismograph, an instrument that records Earth's movements, at Mears monitors the Mears Fault for earthquake activity. Fort Sill was established in 1869 to stop Indian raids. It changed from cavalry to field artillery in the early 1900s. The city of Lawton is home to some 97,000 people. Sandstone Hills. The Sandstone Hills region is just east of the Red Bed Plains region. The Cross Timbers extends into this region. Sandstone and shale are the main rocks in the area. The shale eroded, leaving sandstone hills that rise up to 400 feet. The Tallgrass Prairie Preserve north of Pawhuska in the Flint Hills offers a look at one of North America's former major ecosystems. An ecosystem is an interacting system of living organisms, plants, trees, animals, fish, and so on, and their non-living environment. Buffalo graze on tall bluestem, Indian grass, and switchgrass, just as they did hundreds of years ago. Keystone is one of several lakes in the area. Oil man Frank Phillips established a wildlife preserve and museum, Willa Rock, in the Osage Hills. Many poultry and egg farms are located in the eastern part of the state, but ranching, oil, and natural gas are the main industries. The discovery of oil and gas brought wealth to the area. In the 1920s, the Osage Indians were among the wealthiest people in the country when oil was found in Osage County. About the same time, the discovery of the Greater Seminole Oil Field, with its 26 pools, ignited the growth of many small towns in the area. Coal mining spurred growth in the McAllister area. The western side of the Tulsa metropolitan area is part of this region, including Sand Springs and Salpulpa. The southern part of the region includes the communities of Shawnee, Ada, Holdenville, Wewaka, Colgate, and Atoka. Arbuckle Mountains. The Arbuckle Mountains region is nestled in south-central Oklahoma. The highest point of 1,415 feet is in the West Timbered Hills, southwest of Davis. Like the Wichita Mountains, the Arbuckle chain runs east and west rather than north-south, as do most of our country's mountain ranges. The Arbuckles are part of a very old mountain system, and granite exposed in Murray County is 1.4 billion years old. Most of these mountains are composed of folded and faulted limestone, dolomite, sandstone, and shale. Road cuts for I-35 provide views of the impressive rock structure. This region has the most diverse mineral resources in the state: limestone, dolomite, glass sand, granite, sand and gravel, shale, iron ore, lead, zinc, tar sands, and oil and gas. In 1870, a somewhat random point was chosen just south of Fort Arbuckle for the initial point marker. The initial point is the starting point for the numbering system for dividing most of the state into townships and sections. That numbering system is used in legal land descriptions. The major cities are Ardmore and Sulphur. The Chickasaw National Recreation Area and the oldest park in Oklahoma, Turner Falls Park, are also in this region. Turner Falls has two natural swimming pools and a 77-foot waterfall. Prairie Plains. Although it is called the Prairie Plains, this region has many hard sandstone hills and ridges. Today the area is an agricultural showplace. In the region's rich soil, farmers grow everything from strawberries to tomatoes. Water is the major feature of this region. Eufaula, our state's largest lake, and Lake Uloga are here. Another water feature has been added to the area, the Oklahoma Aquarium in Jenks. The region is home to the Port of Catoosa, an international shipping port, and one of the largest, most inland river ports in the United States. The McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System made this possible. The system, which covers 445 river miles, created navigable channels up the Arkansas River to Muskogee, where it then followed the less elevated Verdigris River to Catoosa. The system has 5 locks and dams in Oklahoma and 13 in Arkansas. It takes a barge about 10 days to reach New Orleans. The state's second largest city, Tulsa, is in the region, as are Owosso, Broken Arrow, Bartlesville, and Muskogee. The region also includes major areas of coal, much of which is surface mined. Ozark Plateau. The Ozark Plateau region in northeastern Oklahoma is part of the Ozark Mountain chain of Missouri and Arkansas. A plateau is an elevated, relatively level area. Much of the region is heavily wooded with such trees as oak, hickory, and elm. Many fruits, berries, and vegetables are grown in the area. Lead and zinc were also mined here at one time. The two main rivers in the region are the Illinois and the Grand. The Pensacola Dam was built south of Veneta on the Grand, creating the very popular Grand Lake of the Cherokees. The Illinois River is popular for float trips. Taking advantage of the tremendous scenery, a number of state parks are located in the region. Miami, Grove, and Tahlequah are the major cities in the Ozark Plateau region. Ouachita Mountains. The Ouachita Mountain region of towering pine and hardwood trees in southeastern Oklahoma extends into Arkansas. It includes some of the roughest land in the state. The Ouachita Ozark Mountains may once have been part of a mighty mountain range that stretched from the Appalachian Highlands to southwest Texas. Rich Mountain, the highest peak in the region, is 2,666 feet high. The east-west ridges in the region have such names as Winding Stair, Jack Fork, Buffalo, Blue Bouncer, and Kiamichi. The timber-covered rough terrain and caves provided safety for Indian people and later hideouts for outlaws. The forest is spectacular any time of the year, but the scenic Talamina Drive is especially known for its fall foliage. Grazing lands, small farms, and lumbering are important to the economy. Several very popular state parks are in the region, including Beaver's Bend, Robber's Cave, Spiro Mounds, Talamina, Clayton Lake, and Lake Wister. Wilburton, Antlers, and Broken Bow are communities in the area. Red River Plains. This southeastern region lies along the low elevation of the Red River, where rich, sandy soils and a long growing season were ideal for growing melons, squash, corn, and pumpkins by early Indians. Dams along the Red River have provided better flood control, making more of the area available for farming. The eastern part of the region includes cypress swamps and forest. Lakes in the area are Texoma, Murray, and Hugo. Towns include Medill, Durant, Hugo, and Idabel. Early travel along the Red River into Louisiana was difficult because of a 150-mile jam of logs and debris known as the Great Raft. Attempts began in 1833 to clear the centuries-old log jam, a job that took almost 40 years to complete. Once cleared, steamboat travel was possible to Forts Towson, Washita, and Arbuckle. The area later became a center for Choctaw and Chickasaw cotton plantations. One early day steamboat that didn't arrive at its destination of Fort Towson was uncovered in the 1990s after a flood caused the Red River to change its course. Experts believe the boat was delivering military provisions when it sank. An exhibit of the wreck can be seen at the Oklahoma History Center in Oklahoma City. It's your turn. Number 1. Name the 10 geographic regions of the state. Number 2. How was Black Mesa formed? Number 3. Which region has the roughest topography?